This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. We got a lot going on. About an hour from now, we've got our friend John Reed, who's going to join us. John, of course, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor and the former host of Richmond's Morning News. Yeah, it is nice to see that John last night had the debate that he's been waiting for with Ghazala Hashmi. I mean, it was only missing, well, Ghazala Hashmi. But they created an AI Ghazala Hashmi. And again, it wasn't a fictional Hashmi. It was just a technical Hashmi, if you will. They took all of her statements throughout the years, all of her positions, fed them into AI, I don't know, ChatGPT, whatever it was. And the response from the screen there was what she has said about those issues throughout the years. I thought it was pretty powerful. I thought it was pretty effective. So we'll chat with John again about an hour from now. Now, we got a lot of stuff we're dealing with as we head through the afternoon. I got a couple of little snippets here I've got to let you hear from the debate. The AI debate. Minimum wage. You know, this is one of those, it's one of these left-wing things, and it's been put together by people who have less of an understanding of math than I do. Let me tell you something. If you do math at a lower efficiency level than I do, boy, you're not very good at it. And it's been put together by people who I have to think never, ever, ever took a basic economics course. So take a listen to cut number one, Hashmi on minimum wage.
I support raising the minimum wage to at least $15 and establishing an alignment of wages with inflation and cost of living. I have championed efforts to increase the minimum wage and supported legislation to eliminate minimum wage exemptions. When workers receive a living wage, those dollars go back into the community supporting small businesses and entrepreneurs.
So, ma'am, let me explain this to you. And I can't make it rhyme, and I know that your background is as a poetry professor, so you probably have an affinity for that whole rhyming thing, but I can't do that. Here's what I can do. I can explain to you, when you say you're going to raise wages, what really happens. Well, I'm going to raise them to at least $15 an hour. Well, ma'am, I wouldn't stop there. I would raise them if you're just looking to raise them because, well, you want to raise them, then raise them to $50 an hour or $100 an hour. Exactly the same things will happen. The cost of other things will go up to meet those artificially inflated wages. you're trying to make people feel good about not having a lot of money. You're trying to say to people who are making, I don't know, say $10 an hour. Wow. What can you buy with $10 an hour? And they're going to say, well, I work an hour. I make $10. I take that $10 and then I go to, McDonald's. And I get myself a Big Mac and I get a drink and I get fries. How much does that cost you? It's about $10. Okay. So 1 hour of work equates to one lunch. Yeah. Now, I want you to think, if you made $15 an hour, how much could you buy? Well, clearly, I'd be able to buy 1.5 of those lunches. Except it doesn't work that way. Because as your wage goes up artificially, the person who owns, say, the McDonald's has people who are making, well, now an artificially higher wage. And in order to have any sort of a profit, and that is the goal when you have a business, your goal in a for-profit business is to generate profits. And if your labor costs increased, you know what happens? The cost of whatever it is you are selling or offering increases. So even though that person who was making $10 an hour and could afford one meal at McDonald's based on 1 hour of labor, now they're making $15 an hour and their hour of labor still translates into the one meal at McDonald's. And I'm just using that as the clearest example and the simplest example, but that's what happens when you artificially raise wages. And it continues to happen in everything. Everything that you think now, well, now I'm going to have lots of money. You're not going to have lots of money. Don't look at the dollar figure. Look at the purchasing power. Has your ability to purchase anything increased, or have you somehow, some way, artificially gotten a higher number for your income? And if you're having difficulty figuring that one out, let me give you some help. It is the latter, not the former. Look at your purchasing power. Well, everybody's going to have to pay more. Are they? Well, once again, put yourself into the role of someone who is running a business for profit. What is their goal? Their goal is to employ everybody. Nope. Their goal is to make a profit. Well, they'll just have to pay everybody more. Will they? Or will they say, all right, well, we'll give you your $15 an hour. And we'll give that other person over there their $15 an hour. But you know those other two people who used to work with you? Yeah, we're not going to have them anymore because we can't afford them anymore. So they lose their job. Now, you've got yours and you've got the higher wage. Okay. Remember what happens, though. Your purchasing power is not actually increasing, but you've got a higher wage now. You also have less people working with you doing whatever it is that you do, which means that your personal individual workload increases. Your job is going to get harder, and you're not going to see an increase in your purchasing power. Well, maybe you're still okay with that. I don't know. I'm just trying to explain the way this works. All right, what about electric vehicles? You know my position on them, right? I think they're really cool. I think the technology behind electric vehicles is absolutely brilliant and fascinating. But I don't want one. I have no interest in buying an electric vehicle. I would absolutely consider a hybrid at some point, because I think that's the best of both worlds. But, again, electric vehicles, pure EVs, if you want one, by God, you should buy one. If I don't want one, by God, I shouldn't be forced to buy one. But Ghazala Hashmi seems to think everybody should own an electric vehicle, whether they want it or not. Cut number two.
Wholeheartedly support an electric vehicle mandate. The effects of human-caused climate change are happening, and Virginia must address the climate catastrophes that face us. Reducing carbon emissions and transitioning to renewable energy sources are imperative for the sake of environmental justice.
environmental justice. Excuse me, Senator, can I ask you one question? Yeah. What the hell does that mean? Environmental justice. Justice for the environment? Look, I can't even begin to posit what that means. I have no idea what that means, which I think is okay, because I don't think she has any idea what that means. In fact, anybody who uses that language probably has absolutely, positively no idea what it means. You know why? Because it doesn't mean anything. It's crazy talk. Jeff, I demand toenail justice. Well, go for it, man. That doesn't mean any more than environmental justice. How about cut number three? How are we going to fund our schools, Ms. Hashmi?
I am for fully funding Virginia's public schools. Private school vouchers and tax breaks take money away from our public school system. School choice unevenly benefits wealthier families, which can afford the remaining private tuition costs. Meanwhile, less affluent families in public schools are left with fewer resources, thereby increasing educational disparity. I am committed to protecting public education for all Virginia schools.
Well, Ms. Hashmi, I too am committed to protecting public education. I absolutely am. I'm a product.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To public education. I believe in public education. That being said, I think you ought to pretend that you know where the city of Richmond is, or, I don't know, Virginia Beach or Norfolk or Newport News. I mean, you don't even know where you live, so it might be difficult. But seriously, find some place that is, shall we say, economically disadvantaged. That's one of the terms you like. Talk to those moms and dads. Ask them how they would feel about getting a voucher to take their kids out of the failing Richmond public schools and give them a chance at a real education. Rather than using those children as your political prop, you cheap hack politician, you, maybe you could pretend you give a crap about those kids and you care about those parents and you give them a chance. Just a thought. It's 420, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.